there are two aspects of what's happening under the Affordable Care Act and how it may impact rates. One is there are a number of new taxes and assessments that go into effect in 2014, and we are anticipating a significant impact to rates on it. For that, when we filed last May, we estimated it to be about 4% increase to rates purely to pay the federal taxes. That's in addition to about 2.5-3% for state taxes. So a lot of premiums goes to pay taxes, just like your cell phone bill. And then there is the second piece, which is a little less known right now, which is the full cost of implementation of all these changes. We have been doing, as I said earlier, a lot of planning about how we're going to implement this. We're expecting it to cost a fair amount of money, much less than it's costing the state. We're trying to moderate our administrative expenses, even with that going on. And so not sure at this point that we anticipate a significant increase as a result of the administrative implementation, so much as those tax components.
I'd like to hear a little bit more about your world. I know your expertise is the Affordable Care Act and implementing it. So give me your view of all the other moving pieces here that we haven't talked about, and how Blue Cross is moving forward implementing this law's requirements and how it'll impact members.
Right now, it is all still so, there's so much unknown. When we have a slide deck that we've been using to talk to our folks internally, and the first slide is, you know, an iceberg, and you see this much above the water, and, you know, a much bigger iceberg below the water. And the good news is the water line's coming down, so we're seeing more and more of the iceberg, but there's still a lot we don't know. And so we are doing a lot of reviewing of federal regulations, talking to the state, trying to understand how existing state law interacts with federal law and what the end state's going to look like. I think that both individuals and employers will have this whole new world of things to understand and deal with come October. Individuals will have to understand and have this tool, the Health Benefit Exchange, where they can go purchase coverage and understand in a different way those comparisons that they can make, right? I think individuals now know Blue Cross is here, and they will have, we think, we don't know for sure, but they will have new options and different plans to choose from. And they'll have a different way of navigating that system and somebody there, the exchange, to help them do that. And then understanding their obligations and comparing their choices for the exchange versus maybe they do have coverage available from an employer, and which should they take and what those options are. There's a lot to think about. And then for employers, it's even greater, the amount of work that employers will need to be put in, especially employers with more than 50 employees, to understand their responsibilities under federal reform and the potential that they may have to pay penalties if certain requirements aren't met for the coverage they offer employees. So I think it's going to be an interesting year. I think we have a lot of education to do, and Blue Cross takes a real serious responsibility for doing that. I think, though, it's really important that we work with the state and the folks at the exchange and make sure we get the word out there the best we can. But I would say we're not quite there yet. Right now, we're still in very much the planning and understanding mode. And I think quickly we're going to need to move into that doing mode.
It sounds to me like you're going to have to step up your patient education, your member education efforts in an entirely new way, and perhaps you're beefing up your organization to do that. I don't know.
Yeah. You're absolutely right. It's an entirely new way of engaging with consumers, and we will have to change everything. How our website looks, how our customer service representatives, who do a phenomenal job already, but how they help navigate and answer those questions. And a lot of that will also fall to the exchange as consumers are thrown into this new way with all these new rules and understanding do I get federal subsidy? Am I eligible for Medicaid? Do I just have to go at my own? You know, there's a whole host of things that will be overwhelming. And yes, we definitely take seriously our responsibility there, both directly with our members and also as a community partner and leader to help with that education.
How many project plans or spreadsheets do you have going at the moment?
We are currently have, I don't know how many milestones, but we currently have planned 8 projects. We're expecting that to break into a lot. I'm guessing we'll have about 24 project plans by the end of all of this. And I think some of it will go into next year, frankly. I think we have a potential of setting unreal expectations for ourselves. And what we really want to make sure is that come October, individuals and small employers can access the exchange, get eligibility determinations, and enrolling coverage. And I think that will happen. It may not be beautiful behind the scenes. You know, I picture a little bit of hamsters turning on wheels and, you know, people with Sharpies and Post-it notes making it work. But it will work. And then I think we'll have some more work to do in 2014 to kind of nail it all down and make sure it's working as smoothly as possible and as efficiently as possible.
Alongside this Affordable Care Track, though, you know, you've already been working on, you know, patient-centered medical homes and addressing the cost of healthcare and the quality of healthcare. You know, you've got all the stuff going on with hospital contract negotiations. You've got, you know, new requirements out of the Office of the Health Commissioner in terms of strengthening your focus on primary care. And it seems like a huge year of change this year, last year, and the coming year.
Absolutely, but all necessary. If we are going to address what I think that a lot of people think when they think of the Affordable Care Act is they expect that it's a panacea, that at the end of all of this, somehow coverage will be more affordable. The Affordable Care Act isn't going to do that on its own. And so really what the Affordable Care Act is about is making insurance coverage accessible and standardized on within some parameters. What all of those other components you've talked about, patient-centered medical home, quality programs, really driving to new and innovative contracts, really changing how people access care and bringing down the total cost of care, that's what's going to make a difference in what people pay for coverage. And so when we bring them together and we get everybody accessing insurance coverage and we bring that insurance coverage to cover the right types of care in the right settings that's high quality, that's where your coverage is most affordable. And so we felt that we couldn't sit back and just focus on one thing. And we're taking on a lot, but it's all got to be done together, we think, in order to be able to solve the real problem, which is unsustainable escalating costs of insurance coverage. And that is driven from unsustainable escalating costs of healthcare.
Thank you, Monica Nerona with Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Rhode Island.
Thank you.
Healthcare reporting on Rhode Island Public Radio is funded in part by a grant from the Rhode Island Foundation, Rhode Island's only community foundation.